Something more than gold. I've got something more than gold.
Welcome to Courage Up with Pastor Emeka Johnson, the lead pastor, Courage Spring Impact Center.
God said to me, it shall be covenant of divine health. Say it after me. Say, this day, I'm coming into a covenant of divine health with my God. Say amen if you believe. Exodus 23:25 is a known scripture. Exodus 23:25. Have you confirmed that the recording is on? I will be reminding you like this for the next 1 month. Is that okay? And every member of this church, if you don't have our messages at the end of every service, make sure you get them. Now use today and get all the messages you can. Because after this month, it will not be free again. So from next month, every message will be sold. So, but we're still going to make it free. Maybe this week. Maybe up to this month. Is that okay? So get to the media department. Tell them to give you all of Papa's messages. Play them in your phones. They will revive you. And they will build knowledge into you. Praise the Lord. Exodus 23:25. And ye shall serve the Lord thy God, or your God. And he shall bless thy bread and thy water. And I will take sickness away from the midst of thee. And I will take sickness away. And I will take sickness away from the midst of thee. 3 John 2. And ye shall serve the Lord thy God. And whatever you eat and drink, he shall bless it. He shall bless thy bread and thy water. And I will take sickness. So sickness can come to dwell in the midst of people and can be taken away. Over the years, I have enjoyed covenant with God. I've enjoyed walks with God. I've enjoyed dimensions of the beauty of God's presence. And I've told us in this church that life is not by how hard you walk. The place of hard work is there, but life answers more to spiritual mysteries. Third John
is just one chapter.
Okay, just do 3 John chapter 1, verse 2. It has just that one chapter. Let's read from our Bibles. John 2. I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. Beloved, this is God speaking. I wish above all things that thou mayest do what?
And then do what? Even as thy soul do what? So, above all things, God has two things he wishes above all other things. Number one is that you will prosper. You remember in creation, when God made man, one of the first things he said to man was, subdue the earth, rule the earth, flourish, multiply. So it is in God's character to see things do well, multiply, prosper. And then we see here, it says, after your prosperity, my second desire, which ranks at the same with the first, is that you might be in health. So God wishes above all things that you will do well and you will live healthy. I want you to note a few things, maybe four things. Number one, every born again child of God has a covenant of divine health. 1 John 3 says so. Every born again child of God has a covenant of divine health. Jesus did not just die for your sins to be taken away, but Jesus also died that you might live in health. Number two, Jesus paid the price for our divine health on the cross. These are background things I want you to note. Isaiah 53 verse 5 says so. Jesus paid the price for our divine health on the cross. You know, the Bible says, you will know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Not set you free. Make you. It's a process of building. And so if you don't know the truth about divine health, the devil can keep cheating you and keeping you in sickness. Since I was born, I've never been to the hospital to sleep on hospital bed. From when I was born to see my father till my father died, I've said it several in this house, my father has never slept on hospital bed except for when he was about to die. That period, he had some complications that God miraculously took away from him. He was said to have traces of something that looks like cancer. But after a while, the cancer was not seen. Almost everything they said he had, before he died, all those sicknesses and diseases disappeared. He came back to his house over 2 years and was enjoying his life before he died. My mother had never, till today, slept on hospital bed. My mother, my biological mother, since when I was born to see her, we grew up till now, I've never heard before I was born, I've never seen all my life on earth, till now she has not. My mother had 9 of us, we are 9. 9 of us, none has ever slept on hospital bed. From when we were born. I'm the 4th child. None. And I grew up seeing my parents, not just as leaders in the Assemblies of God Church, but with the level of wealth my father enjoyed on earth. He served in church till death. My mother till today is still in prayer band and in church sanctuary department till today. Then my father's friends in the company, he works for ExxonMobil as a supervisor before he died. at that level, his friends will come to church, whether white or black. He will not be ashamed to still serve in church. When they have to clean grasses, you see old men coming out with their machetes. These people understood the mysteries of the kingdom. You shall serve the Lord thy God, and he shall bless thy bread and thy water, and he shall take sickness away from the midst of thee. How do you explain laying hands on somebody in church on Friday night? What is Saturday? Friday night. The power of God came upon her, rolling all through this ground. Went back home and had a dream how pins were removed from her body. And by the time she woke up in the morning, black things had come out from her body all over her bed. And the husband asked her, "What is this?" And she said, "God just helped me yesterday night in church." And she became lighter. The weight left her. How do you explain it? Isaiah 53 says, he was bruised. Put it back. Isaiah 53. Makes us understand that Jesus paid the full price for our redemption. But he was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace. There are people that don't enjoy peace in health. The chastisement for our peace was upon him. And by the beatings, by the stripes, we are healed. Mama said something to me. She's a medical doctor. I'm not a medical doctor. She said, "Sweetheart, every time I read the Bible, I discover that the Bible is more real. The Bible tells us that Jesus was flogged 36 times. That stripes, that he was bent in front of Pilate and they beat him. And the nails, the chukuchuku, you know what they call those chukuchuku on the stroke? How they call it? The thorns. It will enter his body and they will drag it. It will tear his body. It was 36 times. And Mama said to me, "Do you know that all the diseases and sicknesses we ever know in the world are grouped under 36 categories?" As a medical doctor, when you see a sickness, the first thing is, where does this sickness fall? She said to me, "When I read the Bible, it becomes more real to me. The Bible said it was the stripes that brought our healing. So for every stripes, people say, it covered a segment of diseases and sicknesses. He was wounded, not because of him, but for us. He was bruised, not because of him, but for us. The chastisement, the punishment for our peace, for us to enjoy peace, was laid on him." I finish preaching any time in this town and I drive back home. Sometimes I go to places, I finish preaching by 2 a.m., 3 a.m. I'll ask my host, "Can I go?" If he said, "You can," I'll drive back home. And people ask me, "Why are you not worried about kidnappers? Why are you not worried about armed robbers?" The chastisement for our peace. It does not mean that we should be foolish. Anyway, I'll just have that peace was upon him. Number three thing I want you to know this. God boasts every time about being the mystery behind our divine health. Exodus 15. 26. Exodus 15:26. I love the way Bro Williams dressed. I've told him this before. Bro William, come. If I boast every time, I am Bro Williams fashion designer. Will I ever allow Bro William to dress anyhow? Eh? Oh, sit down. Oh yeah, come. If I boast every time that I am Sister Gabriela's makeup artist. I am Sister Gabriela's makeup artist. Will I ever allow Sister Gabriela to look shabby or somehow? I will always make sure that she's smooth. She's clean. Am I right? Have you ever seen somebody using anything ugly to promote his or her brand? Eh? And said, if thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, and will do that which is right in his sight, and will give ears to his commandment, and keep his statutes, I will put none of the diseases which was upon the Egyptians. I will put none of these diseases upon thee, which I have brought upon the Egyptians. For I am the Lord that healed thee. I am your healer. I am your makeup artist. I am your fashion designer. I am your brand ambassador when it has to do with healing. And so God is bragging, I'm the one that heals thee. And they turn and look at the person he's talking about, he's healing. The person is sick. Are you understanding me at all? So what it means is, God means business about you being in health. So the only problem here is that if God brags that he's our healer, and we are still sick, then something is wrong somewhere. So the fault, will it be from God's end or from our end? Number four thing I want you to know because of time. Faith is the necessary demand for you to walk in divine health. Acts of the Apostles 14 verse 9. Faith. 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 Acts 14, 9. Are you there? Let's look at it together. The same head Paul speak, who steadfastly beholding him and perceiving that he had faith to be healed. When he perceived that he had faith to be healed, go down. What happened? And there sat a certain man at Lystra. No. Okay, you want to go back? Start from there. Okay, no problem. Impotent in his feet, being a cripple from his mother's womb, who had never walked. 9. This same person Paul was talking to, who was steadfastly beholding. That's why when you're preaching in church, and you see people that are not looking at your eyes, you know they are missing it somewhere. One of the signs of faith is steadfastly beholding. When somebody is concentrating, you will know. He will just keep looking at you. His mind is on what you're saying. But when Satan wants to deprive you of the blessing of the message, it tells you, look at, check your WhatsApp. That time you check your WhatsApp, they sent you one Azonto dance. You look, the person was dancing. You start laughing. Because you want to hear the audio, you pretend as if you want to wee-wee and go to toilet and play the audio. And laugh well. By the time you come back, what God was saying has passed. Satan claps in hell. We have conquered this part. Not your portion. When Paul saw how steadfast this man was beholding, and perceiving that he had faith, when he perceived that the way this man is beholding, he had faith to be healed. Get to verse 10. He said with a loud voice, stand upright on thy feet. And he leaped. Verse 8 said he had never walked. Verse 9 said he had faith. Verse 10 said what happened? He walked. He walked. All things are possible when I call on his name. All things are possible in Jesus' name. Oh, mountains are crumbled. Oh, chains are broken. I believe that all things are possible in Jesus' name. Mountains are broken. Come crumbling down now. Chains must be broken. Oh, all things are possible in Jesus. So in verse 10, he stood, he leaped. You know what is leaping? Hey! And walked. He had never walked from his birth. Let me tell you this. You're going to see this in the course of this study. Every sickness comes first as a spirit. When you accept the spirit, it becomes a sickness. And how do you accept the spirit? By confessing it. Because no spirit has power over the mortal earth, this physical being. So it might be coming like symptoms of malaria. You won't have it until you say, I have malaria. It established. How do I confirm this? Medical doctors tell us that if two persons go for HIV test and A has HIV, B is negative, and the lab scientist comes out with results and give the result of A to B and result of B to A, he said within 60 minutes, that's within 1 hour, the symptoms of that sickness will start manifesting in the life of the person that has it. And the symptoms that were in the life of the person, as in the person that did not have it, will start having the symptoms. And the person that had it, the symptoms will start disappearing. Why? Because the result has been given to them. They read it, they accept it. But when they look at it, and the person that did not have it said, this is not my result, I can't have it, and throws it away, is dead. Because any doorway you don't open in the realms of the spirit, nothing enters through. And so when mosquito bites me on the altar, I wake up and I said, that is money. They were injecting wealth into my body. I don't wake up and say, try. Mosquito don't finish me. Oh, malaria. He says, whatsoever you say, so shall it be. That's what will be to you. You wake up in the morning and say, it's a blessed day. Wealth are coming to me. You have opened the gates of wealth. Everything first happens as a spirit before it becomes reality. In Acts 10:38, healing the sick was one of Jesus' primary assignments on earth. This shows how concerned God is about divine health. How God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, not for any other primary reason. Every other things were secondary, but the primary reason was to go about healing all that were oppressed of the devil. This is making us jump into the next point we're about to look at. Sickness have a root from the devil. All that were oppressed, he was healing all that were oppressed of the devil. God anointed him with the Holy Ghost and power, but his primary assignment was healing those that were oppressed of the devil. How many of you notice that even when I'm praying for sick people, I will say, you foul spirit, get out in Jesus' name. I have commanded be healed, but I still have to command foul spirit, get out, because I understand that sickness is a spirit. A pastor was preaching on radio. I say, if you're in a church that your pastor is not a prophet, you're wasting your time. That the main people God call is prophet. That's why God talks to prophet. And I said to myself, many prophets have come to me for prayers. Prophet can see, but without power dimension, what they see cannot happen. It takes power dimension to command things to take shape. You can see, but it does not work. You know now how many places have some of you gone? Not all of you. Not here. Those your neighbors have gone. And they have seen everything for them. And it has still not happened. Why? In the realms of the spirit, dunamis is stronger than the prophetic. I might not see 10 cockroaches running around. But while we are praying, every cockroach trying to run around, we arrest you, we destroyed you. They are destroyed. We don't need to even see all the time. But anytime he shows us like what happens this period, we know that it's a serious matter to look at. The day we went to this beautiful sister's house, we were coming back from Akwa Ibomo. We landed Port Harcourt. And I told Mama, let's go and see Sister Oyi. We left our house around 5 p.m. She put to bed around 5 a.m., right? 5 a.m., 4 a.m., 5 a.m. And by 5 p.m., I had a push in my spirit. Go see her. Go see her. Go see her. We went to her house. Is it up to 4 years? 5 years? 3 years? How many years? 5 years ago. We went to her house. She was not in the house. Where are you? I am where I put to bed. Ah, why are you still there? And we went there. She was talking with us. We said, since morning she has been lying down, they have told her to stand up and stroll around. And she said, I'm strong. Starting to talk now. At the point her eyes started closing. She couldn't talk again. We would talk, she would not respond. We'll talk, she will not respond. Mama said to me, sweetheart, be praying now. I prayed. At the point I told her, check her blood. Is that not prophetic? Eh? Or you think until I shake my head and fall down on the ground? Check her blood. Mama took her blood, gave to the husband, run to the lab. They ran to the lab. And say, a lot of people say the blood has cake. That they need to take again. But yeah, come back. Take again. I laid hands on it after they finished removing. Father, in the name of Jesus, nothing happens to this blood. Rush it to the lab. They rushed to the lab. The lab people said, please, is this person alive? Less than 11%, somebody should not be alive. But this one, blood has finished. This is water. Immediately the husband told me on phone and started crying. Papa, is she? Papa, pray. I say it's not prayer matter, it's hospital and prayer. We jacked her. Rushed to the first hospital. They said no. They came and look. Look her eyes. Look. They said no. And we have encouraged her. When doctors come, before you go down, try and talk. Try and do that. I will hold you. We'll hold you like this. At least walk so that it will not look like you cannot walk. When we were carrying her, she couldn't walk again. She couldn't talk. Her eyes have gone. So way after talking inside the car, her eyes came back. Have you heard? We didn't know that was from a different world. They check. Say, no, sir. We cannot admit that. We beg. It was like time was going. I reversed the car. Move. I'll still thank God forever for this doctor. Is it Atino? We went there. The doctor was not around. But the resident doctor, the person inside, came out, checked. He said, sir, we will not allow. She take her to teaching hospital. She don't go. She don't go. We know we feel allowed. We don't want, if the owner of this hospital can't see person die here, you know, go like her. Say she's not dead. We are still talking with her. She is not. Meanwhile, the person we have encouraged, when we get there, calm down, move small, eh? Don't worry, we'll help you carry your legs. Have you heard? Immediately we carried her. She fell from that place. I wasn't saying that because of her living or not. I was saying because I know that if she fall and they do like it's a very serious emergency, they will charge us more. And me, I no get money. We no get money that time. It was because of money. We told her, at least try put leg. We carry broke. Ah, you don't forget joints. Mama had to beg the man, please. I am a doctor. If anything happens, I will take her out. Now, I promise you. The man was confused. He refused to allow us register the case. Moved her in. Checked. Got to know the necessary problem that was on. Moved her immediately into theater. The doctor said, I just want to stand and watch you. I don't want to put my hand for this thing. God helped Mama. Was able to handle it. Started pumping blood. Me, I was kabashing. The whole hospital were looking. Rakasuta. Duraba. Spirit of death. You can't come near. You can't come near. And around 1, 2 a.m. Mama came out and said, oh, sweetheart, thank God. I said, what is this? She has woken up. Serious. And baby that was born since 5 a.m. no cry. Until that 2 a.m. baby started crack. No water, no nothing was given. Have you seen that kind of miracle before? And I asked Mama, can the baby suck? He said, baby can suck. No problem. We had to carry baby. She saw her baby. She laughed. She smiled. God restored her. We have many cases like this we cannot count. Many. Many. How God anointed Jesus with the Holy Ghost and with power. Who went about doing good and healing all. All, not some, all that were oppressed of the devil. All! I saw Sister Macy yesterday shivering. I held her hands in prayers. She left this office around 7 p.m. to 8, after 8 p.m. You people saw her yesterday now, the way she was looking. Coughing. Other thing in the nose. Running up and down. But look at her. She said, for the first time in 1 week, I slept yesterday night. 2 weeks. 2 weeks. I'm saying 1 week, she's saying 2 weeks. For the first time in 2 weeks, I can sleep. And you say the healing power of God is not real. People say miracles are faked. Yes, there are people who fake miracle, but real power is still in the church. We don't have time. But I'll just run through this. 5 mysteries of divine health. Number 1. Galatians 3:13. You must embrace the covenant access given through the mystery of soul salvation. There's a covenant access to divine healing that you get through soul salvation. Sickness is a curse. You must know that. Galatians 3:13. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. Being made a curse for us. For it is written, curse is everyone that hangs on the tree. Did Christ hang on the tree? Did he? The cross, another word for the cross is called the tree. So him hanging on the cross, he took the curse of sickness that was on us. He took it on himself. Sickness is a cause. Look at Deuteronomy. We might not be able to read. It's a long reading. Chapter 28, from verse 16 to 61. From verse 15 to 61. He mentioned the different causes that will come on man for disobedience. For not serving him. So every time a man is not serving God, he's open to the cause of sickness. And Satan can play with his life anyhow. But from the day Jesus went to the cross, he took the cause of sickness away from us. So all you have to do is connect to the mystery that is in the blood of Jesus, in the death of the cross, that is in soul salvation. How will you do that? Surrender your life to Jesus. You lose nothing. Number two. Okay, before I get to number two, I want you to know that the stripes of Jesus perfected the requirement for us to stay healthy. We saw that in Isaiah 53 verse 5. And you can also see that in 1 Peter 2:24. 1 Peter 2:24. When Jesus was beaten, he was fulfilling the requirement for our staying healthy. Who? His own self bear our sins in his own body on the cross or on the tree, that we being dead to sin. So every time we come out from sin, we are dead to sin, that we should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes we were healed. By whose stripes we were healed. So when they were beating him, a covenant was invoked for us to live a healthy life. Are you following me? If you do, say I do. You see, so many are not following. Genesis 15:15. We might not be able to do all the reading. Number two, mysteries of divine health, is that you must embrace the Abrahamic covenant. Genesis 15:15. And thou shalt go to thy fathers in peace, and thou shalt be buried in. Everybody read. Thou shalt be buried in. In a good. What age is a good old age for you? 150 for Edna. Who again? 120 for Bro Ike. Who again? 110 for Bro Charles. Who said 90? Stai Toro 90. That's okay. Me that needs 18 call. But I can increase to 90 because of mama. She's crying. So I've increased to 90. That's for me. But you can stay for 150 like Edna. But I've told God, once you see that the number of teeth remaining are reducing, I want to go. I don't want to walk with walking stick. I don't want to eat any grinded meat. I want to chew meat till I die, like my father. Oh, shut up. Genesis 25, verse 7 and 8, tells us that Abraham died as God promised him. At good old age. I speak over you. You will not die premature. Whatever brings premature death on this altar today, that thing is arrested in the name of Jesus. And these are the days of the years of Abraham's life, which he lived 150 years. 60. A score is 20. So he lived 115. So 175 years. How many of you want to live 175 years? Madam Musin, what of you? You don't need 175. You need 175. Give me a high five. Receive it. Live well. Live well. And enjoy your husband's money when he has gone. At 120, he will go. So you stay extra 55 and enjoy the money. Say, I hear. But you know, when you have great grandchildren, by that time you are a world celebrity. You are a tourist center. People are coming from different countries to see you. And they'll be giving you all kinds of treats.
Oh, my son, my daughter, how are you?
Oh, you are like an angel on earth. The family of Nelson Mandela said, we want God to do just one thing for us. We want Nelson Mandela to at least hit 100 years before he died. At what age did he die? At what age did Nelson Mandela die? 99. He didn't reach the 100. And if it has reached that 100, it would have been a hit celebration. The whole South Africa would have shaken. Look at Galatians chapter 3, verse 13 and 14. I think I might end here. I still have a lot to say. But let me end here. Galatians chapter 3, 13 and 14. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, curse is everyone that hangeth on the tree. Get to 14. That the blessing. How many of you remember the covenant we just read that God had with Abraham? What was the covenant? That he will die when? In a good old age. So when Christ became a curse for us, being made a curse for us, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles. So we will consider the Gentiles. So when Christ died, the blessings that God gave to Abraham came to us through Jesus Christ, that we may receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Have you seen the place of faith again? Faith. Faith. I might not be able to explain this, but just for your note, for your record purpose, I want you to know these seven things. Number one, sickness is a curse and not of God. Write it down. I will not explain. Sickness is a curse. Sickness is not of God. And today, I decree and declare, whatever would have brought that curse on you, I command it to break in the name of Jesus. Whether it is from your lineage, or it's from where you come from, or it's from the kind of lifestyle you lived, or it's by relationships or association, I stand by the blood of Jesus and I command that sickness, go in the name of Jesus. Number two, sickness has a root from sin. Romans 5:12 says so. Romans 6:16 even says, whoever obeys sickness is the person that sickness, whoever obeys the devil is the person sickness controls. Who you obey controls you. Number three, sickness is a spirit. Luke 13:10 to 11 says, if you allow it, it comes, it rests. If you reject it, it flees. Never ever forget it. You can rebuke it. In Mark chapter 9 verse 25, Jesus rebuked the spirit of infirmity and it flew away. Number four, the curse and yoke of sickness has no more dominion over you. The Bible says if you resist, you will enjoy your liberty. 1 John 3:8 says so. Mark 1:23 to 26 says so. Number five, Jesus has perfected the obligation for our total liberty. So you have no price to pay. Jesus has paid the price already. Thank you, Lord. God did not plant. Number six. Okay, Jesus has perfected obligation for our total liberty. John 19:30 says so. And then number six, God did not plant sickness. And the covenant guarantees that it will be uprooted in our favor. Matthew 15:13 says so. And finally, number 7. The Spirit of God is the mystery that quickens our mortal body. Romans 8:11. Project that. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back. Oh, no turning back. I remember 3 years ago, is it 3 or 4 years ago, when we had a member on, is it St. St. Martin's? There's a hospital on Stadium Road. St. Martin's. We heard that one of my daughter was unconscious for 5 days. And I was told that day that the oxygen they put on her was no more working. We went to the hospital to see her. When we went, she was lying down. The doctors have covered her clothes. Some of you know her. We started praying. People in the hospital started looking at us. But we noticed that she was still breathing. Her heart was still on. Doctors, 5 different doctors standing and crying. But in less than 1 hour of prayer, God quickened her mortal body. Get back to the scripture, Romans. He said, if the spirit of he that raised Jesus from the dead dwells in us. But if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken the mortal body. By the spirit that dwelleth in you. If the spirit of he that raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, that same spirit will quicken your mortal bodies. Sickness wants to pull your body down. That sickness quickens it. Many years ago, as a little boy, I remember when one Mr. Tugidem used to be this village nurse. You know all these village nurse that drives on bicycle to go and give injection. He looked at my father and told my father, he said, this your son will be very fat. Oh. This your son will be very fat. Look at his waist. Look at his waist. There's fat everywhere on his waist. While my father was laughing, he told my father, but I'm not sure he will live up to 35 years. My father's countenance changed. My father was like, why? He said he has chronic asthma. I used to have one asthma that when it comes, when the asthma comes, even Satan will fold his hand and say, yeah, no be so I plan him. He come past waiting I plan. Even me, I will feel that Satan is even beating. Oh, this young boy is suffering. I remember the day my pastor, Reverend Dr. Godwin Amao, came to pray for me, came with the wife. The wife came and sat down like this because I sat on the floor. The wife sat beside me and put her hand on my head, on my shoulder and say, Ime, you can resist this. Ime, you can overcome this. Ime, you can come out from this. While she was preaching to me, the thing was holding me then. Whoa. I'll be looking for A. Oh. She could not preach again. She started crying. When the thing does cross, you are here. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. But in 1997, one evangelist, Christian Eze, came to preach in my village church. And he stood on the altar and said, there is somebody in this congregation. You used to have chest pain. God has healed you. Please, it's asthma, chest pain. Nobody went out. And I said, then that should be me. Maybe did not get it correctly. I ran out to the altar. He said to me, do you used to have chest pain? I said, all of them. Say, all of which one? I say, everything, my heart. The man said, God just healed you. It was not originally my healing, but I connected to it by faith. That was the day asthma lost its address. And asthma disappeared. Asthma flee to hell. Are you here? You are sick in the body. Are you here? And they say there's no way out. In this church last month, was it 2 months ago? We heard a testimony. Hepatitis B disappeared. He has lived with it for a while. But by covenant instruction, it disappeared. In this church, somebody has secretly come to tell me HIV plus plus has reduced. It has not gone yet, but we are still believing God for a perfection of healing. It was plus plus. It was at the height. It was at the higher order state. But he said, Pastor, they said the viral load is almost off. Pastor, please keep praying. Hear me. It will go off totally. It will go off totally. I am the Lord that healeth thee. I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. Sir, God is real. Do you believe it? Do you believe it? Do you believe it? God is real. I have seen him. Sir, God is real, Lord. I have tested him. Between now and 31st, I have 9 churches to preach. Most of these churches are churches I have preached over and over and over. They are still inviting me. In fact, one of the church I'm preaching with, the person that used to be my father in the Lord, the general was saying this time, we used to fear him like this. My picture is bigger than his own in the ambience. And I asked my host, why? He says, we work on how God uses people. We don't work on title. There's another church. I was passing on the road and I saw a big billboard. Many of us, we know Bishop something. Bambole. Bamboye. Dele Bamboye. That was in Living Faith Winners Chapel here. How do you put me and put Dele Bamboye on the same band? Why not bring my picture down? And this is a church I have preached many times. Every year, every year, every year. Why do you think they keep inviting you? The same church, every year. 2 years ago, I preached with Dr. Zile Agri. In June, 2 years ago, I preached with Bishop Iwo. In that same church. Last day, Apostle Sam Sope. This year is Dele Bamboy. I am the only regular guest. They keep changing orders. What have they seen? Jesus said that your own people will not value you because a prophet has no honor. Let that not be your experience. A pastor friend of mine told me, he said, anytime I follow you for a program, you look bigger, taller, and the dimension look different from the you I know. There's a spirit, there's a presence at work with us that we cannot explain. The power of God is real. The power of God is real. And we're going to come into the covenant session with God. Remember your covenant obligation. Lord, this year I will serve you. Lord, this year I will not do anything that will bring shame to your name. Lord, this year with all my strength, I will get involved in one capacity. God, all those is the same normal covenant obligations. Lord, whatever you want me to do for you this year, I will do it. Heal me. Heal me. Don't let sickness come near me. I know a family that sleeps in the hospital every month. One day I told Mama, why don't we go and pray for this family? And then one of my daughter came and gave me one catfish that was almost as tall as this pulpit. We have to put rope, like three or four places, then put stick for two persons to carry the catfish. Carry like this. She brought it on keke. It was a keke man that removed the catfish and brought for us. And I looked at the catfish and told Mama, I cannot eat this one. Even if you want to start eating, it will spoil. Let's give it out as a seed. So I jacked the catfish to the man's house. Me and Mama held it and entered the man's house. The man said, Joy! Waiting be this. I said, this is the manna that the children of Israel ate and it never finished. The man said, why you can't come here? I said, I want to give it to you. I want to give it to you people. He said, why? I said, this will bring an end to every month's sickness in your family. Roast it. Let your children eat it. Let your wife eat it. You eat it. That was an assignment now. Good assignment. He said to me in December, one full year of no hospital. He gave me and Mama 10,000. He said, we could pay small for that fish till we pay and finish. I asked him, how much you want to pay for the fish? He said, 150,000. I said, no wahala. I can never reject money. But that money I'm collecting is not for the prayer. I don't charge for prayer. But if you won't give me money, I go collect. He gave us 10,000. No hospital bill. No visit of hospital. No going for one full year. God heals. Are you ready to serve God this year? Will you make it like a vow to God that you will serve Him this year? And you want to say, Lord, as I serve you, take sickness away from me. Take it away from my home. Then come to the altar.
Something more than gold. I've got something more than gold.
Welcome to Carrie's Hour with Pastor Emergency, the lead pastor, Carrie Spring Impact Center.
I've got